said, you know, you have this hedge about him, but you know, if you take that hedge down and you allow me to touch that Job, amen. That one called Job is going to curse you. Amen. Glory to God. And God said, go ahead. You can touch Job. You can do whatever you want to Job. God said, you can do whatever, but you can't take his life. Amen. Glory to God. Job didn't have too many prayers to pray at that time, now did he? All he could do is hope to keep his right mind, just to stand, knowing that if he live or die, he's going to trust the Lord. Somebody say, it doesn't matter whether I live or die, I'm going to trust the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. And it might not be because of evil things that are coming into your life that you might call evil. It might not be because you're doing evil yourself. It might be that God's considered you righteous just like Job. And troubles come into your path. Amen. And he believes by faith that you're not going to be one to curse the Lord. Amen. How many believes that I'm not going to be one that curses the Lord? Amen. Thank God he's not going to leave me up behind. Amen. These long nine months that I've been in, that, amen, this short season of trouble and travail, amen, that Job was in, 9 months of great trouble. I mean, you know, we haven't been through it to where boils were on every part of our flesh, were we? I mean, can you imagine boils on the bottom of your feet when you're trying to walk? Amen. And so you can't hardly walk, so you try to crawl, but boils are on your knee. I couldn't imagine that. Amen. But this man was considered a righteous man. His whole family was taken. But the Lord, after 9 months, because he didn't curse God, restored many times over what the devil had taken. That's better language than that, Bianca. Taken. I wasn't an English major in college. My parents can tell you that. My dad especially. He's Mr. English. I'm not so much. Amen. One time my mother said to me, "said, how come you didn't do so good in school, but in the things of God you're able to retain those?" And I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. I just know that God might have predestined me to do something a little different. Amen. Than just have some good book learning. Amen. There might be something with me. Amen. That's greater than just being a good school teacher or, amen, some engineer somewhere. Amen. It might be that God wants me to go forward and tell somebody about this that's in my life. And the same thing might be for you. You know, if you got a lot of learning, amen, this is some of our trouble. If you have a lot of learning, glory to God. I mean, if you know all of physics and all of every philosophy major, amen, if you know every book about philosophy, everything, amen, there is to know, amen, and be taught in our colleges today. If you know it all, just know this much. There's some unlearning that you're going to have to do when it comes into the presence of God. When it comes to knowing God, you're going to have to now unlearn all that learning. Amen. I don't care whether you went to Bible school. If you went to Bible school and you learned this book, amen, and you learned chapter and verse for 4 long years, amen, according to a man's mind that's teaching you, amen, in Bible school, one day you're going to find out when you really desire to have a real walk with God and not just to have a good sermon on Sunday, there's going to be, even in Bible college, you're going to have to unlearn and relearn about your God. Amen. Whether you want to know it or not, whether it offends you or not. Amen. When I was in Bible college for 6 long months, somebody say 6 long months. Amen. Right here in Dallas. Amen. I know things that God spoke to me. I was under a teacher, amen, and he was teaching how God was going to pour out his spirit in the millennium, that it was not yet. But I find in the Bible that Peter said, this is that the prophet Joel spoke about. In the last days I shall pour out my spirit. Why did Peter say in the last days? I mean, why did this one called Peter say this is that? Amen. Unless 2,000 years ago when the Spirit of God was poured out on 120. Why did that happen? Amen. Where tongues of fire fell upon them. And Peter said, this is that. that that prophet Job talked about. And I have a teacher in there telling me that God ain't going to pour out a spirit till the year 2000. Well, I couldn't sit there for very long. I promise you that. Because I... Amen. I just know what I see in the book. And if somebody's going to teach something else according to their own mind, I don't want to have to unlearn once again. Amen. And I don't desire to hear anybody's interpretation about the Bible. But if you got a word from God, how many believes that your spirit and my spirit, as well as my spirit with your spirit, if you're teaching me, I believe that I'm a man that's teachable. Amen. And I believe that you're a people that's teachable. So if you got a word from God, we're both going to know it. Amen. But if you're trying to put a thought on me, and according to the mind of God, we're going to be in trouble. We might not be able to walk together for too long. Amen. Because it might not. I just know the voice of God. I know what He's showing me. Amen. And I'm not being taught of men. I am not a man under my own authority. I'm a man under authority. I'm under the authority of my God, as well as a ministry that's in Dallas. We're not up here alone. Amen. I'm accountable to another man. Amen. So, I believe in that, submitting ourselves one to another. How many believes we need to do that? We're just not our own island. We belong to somebody. I mean, if we don't belong to the Spirit of God, we belong to some power. You might say, well, I'm going to do my own thing, but you're not really doing your own thing. You're doing your own way. And you're being led by another spirit besides the Spirit of God. How many wants to be led by the Spirit of God? Amen. You can go ahead and say amen. It's all right. Amen. Whether you understand or not, how many believes we're walking by faith, not by sight? Doesn't matter what we don't know now. It doesn't matter whether you understand the words that I'm speaking and preaching today. What matters is we're going by faith, not by sight. Are you too one that has to say, let me thrust my hand in his side and my fingers in his nail prints? Amen. We're walking by faith, not by sight. Tell your neighbor, we were walking by faith, not by sight. Not by sight. If you have your Bible, I'll be real quick. Amen. I don't want the roast to burn at the house. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah 53. This ministered to me this week. And amen. I believe that we need to come together with a song, a hymn. Amen. And a spiritual, a psalm, a hymn, and a spiritual song. You know, a scripture or a word. Amen. And I want to read this chapter to you. Amen. And I want you to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us. I heard it the other night. Amen. I heard the Lord tell me. And how many believes I'm not alone? You're with me, I'm with you. Amen. How many believes that the Lord's telling me something? He might be telling you something too. And He told me it's time for us to afflict our soul. Amen. What does that mean? It doesn't mean go out there and run across glass like, amen, some of these people are doing, you know, in these other countries, just, amen, walking on hot coals. I'm not talking about that. To afflict our soul means to call on God, to spend hours in prayer, maybe deep into the night to where you get 2 or 3 hours sleep before you go to the job. It means to fast long. It means to pray long. This is like putting on sackcloth and ashes. Amen. And the scripture says, and in Isaiah 53, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Glory to God. And whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who is the Lord reaching out from? Amen. Are you revealing your own spirit or the spirit of another? Are you revealing the arm of the Lord? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. How many's tender before the Lord? Amen. If you got a teachable spirit, you're one that's tender. And as a root out of the dry ground, he hath no form nor no comeliness. Amen. And I assure you, we have no form around here, nor no comeliness, which a lot of people are drawn to. Amen. Amen. We don't have all the programs. Amen. That a lot of people want. But there's one thing that we have here. People just embrace the services. Amen. We have the Spirit of God that it can take a hold of even the smallest child. even the smallest child. We had a three-year-old because we don't have all the programs sitting in the back row in a revival some 5 or 6 months ago. Amen. Who came forward weeping tears. Amen. A three-year-old. I wonder if, amen, we had a nursery school for whether this would have happened. Amen. And we do have a nursery for the little ones. But I wonder if this three-year-old would have got what she got at the age of three when she came forward, if she was in there. Amen. Under this great spirit that is here. Amen. Came forward weeping tears before her mother and saying, what happened? The mother thought, amen, that she got hurt. But notice there was a change with her. Amen. Having eyes to see by the Spirit, she saw that the child was changed, and she said, Mama, Jesus just walked into my life. Amen. Glory to God. I wonder if she had a nursery school, and she wasn't one that was totally disruptive at all. Amen. That would just run around here and not listen to Mama. She'd just sit in the back row and you know, coloring book or whatever. But you know what? I wonder when she had got everything. Amen. If she was in the nursery. I believe the children need to be, amen, in the services. I truly believe that. But if it means, amen, disruption, I believe we need to have some care for them. Amen. I know it's long, but a good long message destroys the yoke. How many believes that, amen, in the presence of God is going to destroy the yoke that we've been? Amen. Let's see. Let's continue on here. No, there's no form about us, nor no comeliness. Amen. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Glory to God. Amen. Everybody said you got these beautiful pictures of Jesus, long blonde hair and blue eyes. Amen. But the scripture said there was no beauty about him. There was no form, no comeliness in which to be desired. And he is despised and rejected of men. Amen. A man of sorrow, acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. Anybody hid your face from him? Amen. The Lord told me this week that there are many ashamed about this place. And then I read this scripture this week. Amen. How many have hid their face from him. Amen. Not really going into the will of God for your life around here as commanded. Amen. We've been hiding our face from him. But how many with an uplifted hand is going to hide their face no more? Go ahead and obey God. And he was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did not esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. Amen. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. That doesn't exclude you or I. Every one of us has turned to our own way. When the Lord's calling us to go this particular way, and we're fighting that, we're choosing to go our own way. And the Lord has led him. Let me say that again. And the Lord has laid him on him the iniquities of us all. And he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. How many's been afflicted and opened up your mouth? Amen. Gone through a little bit of trouble and you're saying, why God me? Amen. Anybody ever done that beside me? Glory to God. And he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Amen. How many knows we too are lambs being brought to the slaughter? The scripture declares that. And as a sheep before the shears is dumb, he opened not his mouth. There it is right there. Amen. The shearer doesn't know before he goes to the one that's about to clip him. Doesn't realize he's going to be naked without a garment. And he was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? And he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. Amen. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Amen. Somebody say it pleased the Lord to bruise him. Amen. But if he is our example, glory to God, are you without that same bruising? Glory to God. Amen. The Bible says he took away the sting of death. Jesus himself, amen, the sting when he went into his death, amen, it was full of a sting. Amen. But the Lord, but the Bible says he took away the sting that was unto death, so we can go ahead and die to our will, die to our way, because the sting of death, amen, was taken away. Amen. We begin to lose our life when we lay our life for him. Go ahead and, amen, obey the fast. Go ahead and go on into the fast and seek the Lord and be diligent to read the book. Amen. He hath put him to grief. And when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, and he shall see his seed, and he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand, and he shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. Amen. The travail, glory to God. Amen. A cry that's down. Anybody ever have a cry before your God that was way down deep to where it caused pain in your side? Anybody ever have that kind of a trail? That's what this talk is talking about. It's talking about a prayer that's beyond, now I lay me down to sleep. It's talking about a prayer that says, amen, save my house. All of a sudden, you've entered because you went an extra hour in prayer. Amen. All of a sudden, you just have no words for this prayer. All of a sudden, there's a cry, amen, that begins to be like a pain in your side. Becomes something that becomes satisfied unto the Lord. It becomes satisfaction unto the Lord. It becomes a prayer that's beyond language. Amen. When we get to where we can't speak words and it's just a moaning down deep within, it becomes pain. Amen. This is where the Lord's pleased with your prayer. Amen. With stammering lips and other tongues, amen, will I speak to my people, the Bible says. Amen. Stammering lips and other tongues. Stammering lips and other tongues. Amen. That's not just talking about speaking in tongues alone. It's just talking about something that's coming forward beyond our own knowledge, beyond, amen, our own power to bring forward. By his knowledge shall the righteous servant justify many. Amen. And that's going to be said of you. Amen. If you're being one that's made like Abraham, righteous. Amen. Amen. Not because of what you're doing. How many knows we're made righteous because we're believing God? Amen. Abraham, get out of your father's house. Unless he did that, amen, he could not be one called righteous. Abraham, go up into the mountain and slay your son. Unless he took his son into that mountain, he would not be one that's called righteous. But he did all that the Lord commanded him to do. Amen. But you know, the Lord provided a lamb in there, up there. Amen. To where he didn't have to slay his son. He just wanted to know whether that Abraham would lay down his promise. He waited 25 long years. Has anybody been waiting for God to do something in your life? Got a promise of God in your life and you've been waiting a long time for it? Here, Abraham waited 25 long years and God was telling this man called Abraham, go lay your son down. Amen. Can you imagine after waiting 25 long years, his wife been barren all his life, the promise finally came. And now he's telling Abraham, go lay your son down, your only son. Amen. But how many knows that Abraham, amen, was becoming just a little bit like his God who allowed his son to be laid down. Amen. But a lamb was put in the, glory to God, a lamb was there for him to slay rather than his son. For he shall bear their iniquities. Verse 12, therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. Amen. How many is not just looking at this scripture, amen, this reading as Jesus alone, but you with Jesus? Amen. Are you pouring out your soul as well? unto death. Remember, he took away the sting of death. And he was numbered with the transgressors. And he bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors. Chapter 58. The last two scriptures, I believe. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor find thine own pleasure, nor speaking thy own words. Glory to God. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. And the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Hallelujah. How many heard the words of the book? Beyond. Amen. Beyond. Amen. What's just written? How many heard the words of the book? How many knows that Jesus is the book? Amen. If you heard something out of these words, this is the book I'm talking about. Amen. Though I come in the volume of the book. Glory to God. Amen. If you can hear something off the pages, this is what we're to take a ear and to hear by. Amen. Anybody hear anything off the pages besides just the words alone? Amen. It's time for us to, amen, call on God. Amen. And don't you know that the Lord would deliver us out of our trouble? Glory to God. But the Lord is going to cause us, amen, to be heirs of the world through faith. Amen. And that's Romans 4, 11 through 14. And once again, we walk by faith, not by sight. Glory to God. How many believes that you're one that's truly buried with Christ in his baptism? Amen. Does anybody believe that you're buried with him in baptism? And how do we stay buried with him in baptism? That means for us to do the will of God. That is how we stay buried with him, to where we're not the one living. How many's tired of living your own life and found pleasure in that? I mean, sin, the Bible says, is good for a season. Amen. Glory to God. But we're going to find that season is going to be something that is going to cause trouble for us in the end. Amen. Sin is pleasurable for a season, but God is going to deliver us out of our sin. Amen. Glory to God. That's what Jesus Christ was manifested for. Amen. To take away the sin of the whole world. Amen. It's good to see Bobby. Amen. Haven't seen him in a long time. Glory to God. Let's see. And I believe that's it. I just want one more time. How many appreciate the Lord today? Go ahead and give him a hand clap. This is my word. This is a word from God. It's what minister done to me today. And I'm looking tonight for that revival service. Amen. And I hope you can be here, Bobby, tonight. Amen. That woman of God coming tonight. As many that can be here, I'd like you to come tonight, Tuesday. I mean, Wednesday starts the revival with Lucretia Lavinka. Amen. You were already on my mind, Bobby, and here you are today. I was thinking, how can Bobby find out about the revival Wednesday? And here you are. Now you know. Glory to God. To clean the church this week, Sister Nita was talking about it, and Pat was talking about it, and Nicole was all talking about it. Amen. Getting it really sparkly for the revival. Amen. And we need to pass out those flyers. Amen. Let somebody know about tonight. We did a mail out. Everybody knows about Wednesday, but not a whole lot of people know about tonight. Amen. And I believe we're going to have the chairs full. How many are going to believe? And they're going to be full with you here. Amen. Hey, man, if my parents got to stay in town and fill two of them up, how many believe that'd be all right? Amen. I believe it'll be all right. Glory to God. I mean, do you really love him today? Amen. I believe he's worthy to be praised. And though things have been a little slow on Sunday morning, not like Sunday nights. And Sunday night we get to run a little bit. Wednesday night we get to run a little bit and it gets a little more exciting. But just something the Lord wants us to teach on Sunday morning. Is that all right? Amen. Glory to God. And I believe we need to be taught, but I feel good in what we got, what we learned today. Amen. I'm not worried because we didn't run. I feel good today. I believe God was with us today. How many knows that? Glory to God. And if you do have a special offering today, I'd like to take it up at this time and pray for that. Amen. But how many's not going to forget tonight? You better tell your neighbor one more time. Remember tonight. more time, stand up on your feet. And I don't want nobody to leave here without shaking everybody's hand. Amen. And reminding them about tonight. Glory to God. We wanted the house full tonight. We just forgot to get the flyer out in the mail about tonight. But that's alright. We're learning. We only did one brochure so far. I bet it'll be perfected the next time we do a brochure. How many believes that? I guarantee we won't put another one out like we put this one out. It's going to be perfect the next time. Glory to God. And we're just learning around here. We don't have it all perfect yet. But if you stick around a little while, I bet we go into something called perfection, like the Bible says. Amen. If the Lord permit, let us go on to perfection. Amen. How many believes that the Lord's permitting us to go on to perfection? We're not making any more excuses for sin. Amen. We're mortifying the deeds of our flesh. We're killing it out, the deeds of our flesh. Amen. One more time, give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. And give yourself a hand clap. And say hello to somebody that's brand new that you've never seen before. And welcome to this house.